Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Merry Christmas on this Christmas Day, and we know that a present came early for the LaRue County Farm Bureau, the subject of today's report.
Well, Ag Extravaganza, we wanted to have a field day and a Farm Bureau annual meeting in LaRue County that was different than anything else.
Dale Dobson, Kentucky Ag Department Safety Specialist and LaRue County Farm Bureau member, was at a display at the Farm Bureau annual meeting earlier this month, showing farm leaders from other communities how LaRue developed a new, very successful event.
It was a day where you could come out and tour farms in LaRue County to your convenience. The farms were open from noon to 4 o'clock. It was five farms in operation, and then there was a nursery and a greenhouse in operation. It was open all day.
They started 18 months earlier, fleshing out the idea, fundraising, getting volunteers and support from the whole ag community.
And we had the beef producers and the pork producers. We kept it all local stuff involved. And then we had sponsors, and we had a machinery show, and we had safety displays. We had stops all over the county. And the key thing here to the public is not saying we're having a farm tour at 1 o'clock.
Rather, the key is to allow the visitors to choose the farm and the time they'd be able to stop in for a visit. We'll be right back.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kentucky National Guard. Aired by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
LaRue County Farm Bureau's Dale Dobson says that local leader Misty Bivens came up with the Agstravaganza name. He borrowed the concept of visitors choosing their stops from similar tours in the Boone, Kenton, Campbell Ag communities. Their twist was that on the day tours, any participant got a free concert ticket.
We did our final stop at Fresh Start Farms out there with Ryan Bivens. We had J.D. Shelburne come in, put on a concert, and you come in out there and you could get your ice cream or you had your free meal. And we had a big machinery show. We had animals and agriculture set up there. It was just an awesome night. And we did our annual Farm Bureau meeting in front of 400 people.
If you think he sounded excited there, check this on their development of an extravaganza business card. With a QR code.
You scan your QR code, it takes you to our Facebook page, and our Facebook page is everything we did, how we did, why we did it. Our YouTube video, you can see our budget, you can see how much money we raised, you can see what it cost.
Are you excited about this?
Yes, sir.
And LaRue was one of only 24 counties nationwide chosen to display their idea at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting in San Antonio next month. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.